speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The first question that was presented for our consideration tonight deals with Elisha and Elijah, the prophets of Old Testament Scripture, coming from the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and following. And in this, the question that is asked is, did Elisha receive a double portion of Elijah's spirit? I want to set the context in order for us to first understand what's going on. The context reveals to us, by way of inspiration, that Elisha journeyed with Elijah on his final journey. In this, the Lord has instructed Elijah that he is to go to Bethel, and the context reveals that Elijah had gone to Elisha and told him that he must remain there, to promise him that he would remain there. And yet at the same time, Elijah says unto Elijah that he was not going to leave him as long as his spirit was alive. So therefore, both men journey on. And as they journey, then, we understand, is that again, the Lord identifies to Elijah that he must go on to Jericho. And again, Elijah goes to Elisha and tells him that he wants him to tarry, that he wants him to stay there. And yet, once again, Elijah says unto Elijah that as long as his spirit lives, that he wants to continue on. He wants to be with him. So indeed, that is certainly what took place. As you read on into the context, then it is revealed again unto Elijah that he is to go unto Jericho. And as you read with regard to what takes place there, hence we understand that as they are in Bethel and as they are in Jericho, it is revealed unto Elijah through the sons of the prophet that they have knowledge that Elijah is getting ready to be taken up in a whirlwind. In fact, in the context, they explicitly say unto Elijah that his master is getting ready to be taken up. Did you know this? And Elijah says in both instances that yes, he did indeed understand that his master was getting ready to be taken up. The context goes on to explain to us is that as they go into the Jordan, as they have journeyed thus far into the Jordan, then Elijah takes his mantle and rolls it up and strikes the water. Whenever he strikes the water, the scripture identifies is that the water went this way and that, meaning that it was parted so that they would have dry land to go down upon. And indeed, both Elijah and Elisha went through the Jordan upon dry land. The context identifies then, as you go on, is that Elijah made a request of Elijah. And that request is that in his being taken up, would he be able, granted, to be able to have a double portion of his spirit? Elijah lays out some ground as to whether or not he will be able to give him a double spirit, a double portion of his spirit. He says that if you see the event take place, then it will be granted unto you. But if you do not see me taken up, then it will not happen. In other words, if you're able to be an eyewitness to this, then you will, by all means, receive a double portion. But if you do not, then you will not be granted that. The context reveals to us in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, "And now it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared and horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." Friends, the context makes it very clear that Elijah saw Elijah being taken up into heaven by the whirlwind. Therefore, as we would look at this, based out of the fact that Elijah is a prophet of God, and he's made that promise, then we would expect, would we not, that indeed it would carry through exactly as it is given. Most certainly, I believe that the immediate context and overall context of Scripture shows that indeed he did receive a double portion. In regard to this, note verse 12, "And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces." He could not, I believe, figure out exactly what it is that he has witnessed. He understands that it is a monumental event that God is responsible for. But also in regard to this, the prophet that he was very close to has now been taken up so that he is not going to see him any longer. Did he receive the double portion? Note verse 14. Then he, being Elisha, took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, and he struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Friends, I contend that this is biblical reference to show us the transferring of power from Elijah unto Elisha. As you note also, though, what is said in verse 15, "Now when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, 'The spirit of Elijah rest upon Elisha.'" So from the context God identifies is that those sons of the prophets were able to see in some form or fashion that indeed he has received the double portion. I believe that it's also interesting to point out not only what we find here in this immediate context, but also in the broader context as you would study these two prophets, is that biblical records indicate that Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah. I believe it was 14, if memory serves me correct, for Elijah, and 28 then for Elisha. Hence, God shows us, I believe, that the evidence certainly shows that he received the double portion.